It is getting to that time of year where a run-in with the flu could be just around the corner. Depending on your luck, you might just be sniffly for a few days, or you might get an absolute shocker, like I had a few years ago, where you're flat out in a pool of sweat for days, barely able to lift a finger. Well, in some research out today, scientists at Melbourne's Doherty Institute have identified a crucial part of the virus which could allow for the development of what's being termed a universal flu vaccine, which won't need to be changed every year as the virus evolves. Dr. Carolyn van der Sandt is the senior research fellow at the Doherty Institute and one of the authors of the paper. One of the things which is really annoying about the flu is that you just seem to be able to get it year on year without developing much immunity to it. So what is it about the flu virus that makes it so good at finding a way through our humanly defences?
Hi, thank you for having me on the show. That is an excellent question to start with. Yes, so you don't get it often multiple times in the year. It's mostly in the winter seasons, the colder months where we're inside and close together and more likely to transmit the virus from one person to another. But the flu virus has, similar to SARS-CoV-2, a very easy trick to change the outside very easily, and that allows it to escape some of the immune responses that are, for example, elicited by the current vaccines. And that means you can get reinfected a couple of years later, and that also means why you need to revaccinate each year.
And so in this research, you identified some of these aspects of the flu which don't evolve each year. What exactly have you found?
Yes, that is correct. So we are really trying to find which parts of the virus do not change and whether or not our immune system is able to recognize them. And we are especially interested in the so-called killer T cells. So these cells are like ninjas of the immune system. They can recognize infected cells and then kill them instantly. And that dampens your overall infection and makes you less sick. So they don't prevent you from getting sick, but they dampen the severity. So instead of needing to go to the doctor or the hospital, you just have that sniffly day that you were just talking about.
You mentioned the seasonality of the flu, and of course we often see the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere playing tag team a little bit when it comes to the flu, with our vaccines being developed from the strains seen in the Northern Hemisphere's winter. Will that change if we're able to come up with this universal vaccine?
So our vaccine is really trying to target the fragments that are not changing. So we don't have the vaccines yet, but we identified these targets. And if we can incorporate them in the vaccine, then we don't have to boost that often, because it doesn't matter if you're in the northern or southern hemisphere, because those virus fragments won't change from half a year time. So hopefully you don't have to be vaccinated that often.
So you've also looked at the way that our immune responses change with age. What does it tell us about the sort of who is most susceptible to the flu?
Yes. So we looked at influenza B, which is the lesser known variants of the flu. And actually what we find, and that it corresponds a lot to the increased risk in children, is that children are basically starting to mount these responses. So the immune system is just at the start of getting trained. The frequencies are not that high yet. The memory response that we need for good protection against severe disease is not fully formed yet. So this helps us also explain and understand why children are at slightly higher risk for this particular influenza variant, so the influenza B strains. And this is in contrast to, for example, influenza A viruses, which are more at risk for example, the elderly individuals.
I don't want to jump too far ahead here, but this idea of a universal flu vaccine presumably means scientists won't keep having to change the vaccine to battle the evolving virus. Does that also mean that we aren't as badly affected by the virus in terms of symptoms?
Once you're vaccinated, you mean?
Yes, potentially new vaccine? Essentially for the sort of lived experience of this, people that can one day have a universal flu vaccine, does that mean they will have lesser symptoms?
Yes, that is exactly what we are hoping to reach ultimately. So as I said before, the CD8 T cells, they don't prevent you from getting sick, but they dampen the severity. So instead of you needing to go to the hospital, you may need to be able to stay in bed. If you normally get a flu that gets you sweaty and sick for a week in bed, then maybe it's just a couple of days or a day with a sniffly nose. So yeah, we really hope that it will dampen the severity of the disease.
How far away do you think a universal flu vaccine might be?
That is a very good question. This is a very important first step. We're still discovering more of these highly conserved fragments. Once we have a whole bunch of them, we can actually try and see how we can put them in a vaccine, but we're not there yet. So it will probably be still a couple of years that you need to go for your annual vaccination, unfortunately.
I'll take the good news where I can get it. Dr. Carolyn van der Sand is a senior research fellow at the Doherty Institute. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye.